It's time for Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, KZ State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI TV 10, Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Red Hill Salukis have traveled north of town. We are up in Newton, where we are going to be facing on the Newton Eagles. The JV lost the game before this. It was 60-45. So 15-point loss there. Not, it was a pretty good game, but just Newton was a little bit tougher, it seemed like, a little more physical, but they did a good job on the JV side. But Newton, they're not real deep in their in the varsity like it seems like Red Hill is. About maybe the same amount of players, but maybe a little bit less.
I think they're a little bit younger team. I know that they went 2-2 at the Dietrich tournament. They won their first two games. They beat Sullivan 61-46, and then they beat Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City 64-34. Then they lost to Dietrich, I believe it was something like 59-42. And the third place game, they lost to North Clay 66-47. I think they're 5-9, I think is what they said they were.
And as always, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. It's going to be a good night for basketball. A little warm up here where we're at. We're just to the, well, if you're in the stands, our stands, we're just to the left of that, but straight across from the scoreboard. Tonight's pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Rob, looking back at Thursday night's game, Salukis, I'm not going to say they weren't bad, but I mean they just weren't used to being back at home. That was their first home game in almost 3 weeks.
Almost a month, really. Yeah, they played. Of course, they played one of the best teams they played all year in KZ Westfield, and it was close first half, and Red Hill led first quarter. It was then down three at the half, and I think it was tied early in the third quarter. KZ kind of spread it out to a 12-point lead going in the fourth frame, and KZ never put the game away, but Red Hill never made a real, real serious charge, and it stayed between, I think, 8-12 or 8-13 for the most of the rest of the part, and ended up 64-50.
But I think they were just kind of getting back into the swing of things and just getting a little bit more comfortable playing back at home. They were on the road. They won both tournaments they were in, back-to-back, the Wayne City, and then they went to Dietrich and won that one as well. So they were on a winning streak there for a little while, but
they want to start another one tonight.
They just got in a funk, and KZ has always been a very good team. Yeah, I mean,
well, they had the trouble with big Luke Richards in the first half. The 6'6", 275-pound senior had 18 points in the first half, I think 28 for the game. But Noah Livingston and Marcus Downs gave him some support in the second half, scoring-wise, and it was Drew Moore and Parker having mostly for the Red Hill. Lucas Drew, I think, at 27.
But tonight they will be facing the Newton Eagles. Did you get a record for them?
I think they're 5-9.
So, I mean, judging by the JV kids were very physical. Yeah. But, I mean, size-wise, Red Hill got a little bit more size to them than what Newton does here. Looking at their varsity lineup, their tallest kid is 6'3", that is Mason Conlin.
And I don't think he plays.
Yeah. And I think as we were talking to the other broadcaster there just before the game, their tallest kid that does play is Parker Eaton. He stands at 6'2", and he is only a junior. So, 6'2", and below is 6'2".
Seth Weber plays. He's over there, Noah Wright. Seth Weber, 6 foot. And then Justin Zubalem is 6 foot. So they're not a real big team, 6'6", 1. So,
and I think he said their go-to defensive guy is number 30, Jared Eckel. He's a 5'8 junior, and he said he gets pretty physical and shuts down the guard positions out there. And we will get to witness that tonight firsthand. You got to see it a little bit up there at the Dietrich tournament, saw a little bit of their play. So you'll know what more to expect than what I didn't get to see. But
I'm just kind of going off what I saw there. Like I said, not a very big team. They turned the ball over a few times. And the game I saw most against was their game against North Clay in their third-place ball game. So
That's a look at a little bit of the pregame. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for 1 minute to hear from our sponsors. Tonight's pregame show brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
Lazy 8 Body Shop has been part of the Sumner, Bridgeport, Olney, Lawrenceville communities for decades. Lazy 8 Body Shop works to take care of you and your family with professional paintless dent repair as well as conventional repair work. We care about your vehicle, and we care about what's important to you, which is why we back high school sports. It is so important to support the young people and their hard work. Back your favorite team and show them you're behind them 100%. From Lazy 8 Body Shop, where quality means no regrets.
And that was a word from our pregame sponsors, Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Both teams are back out on the court. We are just under 2 minutes left until tip-off time and starting the lineup. But, Rob, let's get a little bit of a look at what we might expect for the night. We were kind of talking it over with the other broadcaster again, maybe looking at a man-to-man defense from the Eagles, but probably not much difference from the Red Hill Saluki standpoint. Maybe a little bit more physical contact from what we've been seeing here the past couple weeks. And, I mean, look for them driving. They didn't really drive the lane all that much against Casey, it seemed
I know that they tried a few times. Red Hill was with 6'6", Nathan Worth at 6'6", Rick Allen at 6'3". The two tallest players on the floor for Red Hill. They've got a little bit of a size advantage at that point, but we'll see how they match up. Red Hill may play man-to-man. They may go to that 1-3-1 zone, but I look for man-to-man. It's what they play Tuesday night against Casey.
All right, and we'll go ahead and wrap it up here for the pregame. Pregame brought to you by Lazy 8 Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. Go ahead and send it back for a quick commercial break and be back with starting lineup and tip-off time. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest-growing financial institutions, and for good reason. Your CNB offers all the latest technologies in banking, like new mobile wallets for tap and pay on your phone, e-notifications for your daily balance of purchases, bill pay, person-to-person transfers for you, your family, and your business. It's smart, safe, secure online mobile banking, all under your CNB account. No hidden fees, just banking the way you need it.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family friendly.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. For those of you just joining us, we are up in Newton where the Red Hill Salukis are facing the Newton Eagles. As always, I'm Ryan Seed alongside Rob McKinley. Rob, it's a hot one up here so far, and I think it's only going to get hotter as the night continues.
I think it could be. You know, Salukis, I think, will be going with their regular starting lineup. Connor McKinney, Parker Havel, And then we got Drew Moore. And then Drake Allen and Nathan Worth for Coach Brian Happel. Salukis are 12-5.
So Salukis had a little bit of advantage here tonight. Got the winning record and back-to-back tournament championships coming into this game. But coming off a loss from KZ Westfield, yeah. It was a tough loss. First time back at home in about a month or so. And it was just tough getting back into the groove of things and just getting back to it. And now the starting lineup for those Newton Eagles.
Zach Finn will start. He's a 5'10 senior.
And also in the starting lineup, number three, Jarrett Tharp. He is also a 5'10 junior.
Number 24 is Justin Zumbaum, a 6-foot junior.
And then number 22, Kyle Schaefer. He is a 6'1 junior. And rounding out the starting lineup for the Newton Eagles is number 42, Seth Weber. He is a 6-foot junior. Eagles are coached by Troy Bierman. Assistant coaches are Craig Carr and Eric Shackman. Coming from the announcer there, it sounded like the Newton Eagles are 1-1 in conference play. So,
Salukis are 1-2.
So another conference win here tonight or for either team will put them up a little bit going in. And as always, jumping for the Red Hill Salukis is Nathan Worth, and jumping for the Eagles is number 22, Kyle Schaefer, 6'6", going up against 6'1". Both teams ready. Score bench ready. Referees are ready. It's tip-off time. Nathan Worth goes up, but Schaefer gets the tip back to Zumbalin. Zumbalin passes off there to Schaefer. Schaefer going to be running the offense here tonight. Guarded there by Drew Moore. Passes inside, down low, backdoor pass. Tried to go there to Finn, but Drake Allen stole it away. He brings it up court himself. Passes off to McKinney. McKinney brings it back out over to Drew Moore on the left side. Drew Moore. Eagles and a man-to-man, dumps it down low to Allen. Allen, wide open lane, no good on the lay-in.
Him and Joe had the right idea, but it just didn't go in for Drake.
Ben passed it up to Zumbalin, and he went right to the basket and scored the first two bucket of the night. 2-0 lead early for the Eagles. Havel brought it all the way up court, put up a three-footer, no good, but a foul will be called.
Against Red Hill.
Goes against Drake Allen, his first, team first. And something good about the scoreboard here tonight. It's got all the numbers on the all the numbers, points, and fouls
it's
for
like
each player.
Like Dietrich had, but I can't see the one of the auxiliary baskets is in front of the Dietrich or the one for Newton. So
ball poked away there by Parker Havel. Finn picks it back up, swings it around. Schaefer passes it back out to Tharp. Tharp pulls up for three and buries it. Tharp with 3 points there quick. 5-0 run so far with just under 7 minutes of play left here in the first quarter. Drew Moore with the basketball, drives right side, pulls up from 8 foot out, no good. Nice pass though to McKinney underneath the basket, put it up, no good. Passes out to Havel. Havel pulls up for three, creams away, and Zumbalin picks it up. Goes up court quickly to Schaefer, who pulls up for three, just off the mark, no good. Worth comes away with it, outlets to McKinney. McKinney gets the ball up court quickly, holds up at the volleyball line, passes off to Moore in the corner. Moore looking inside, back up top to Havel through his fingers, but gets control of it. It's going to go left side to Moore. Moore brings it back up, almost double team there, into Havel in the corner, who pulls up for another three. In and out, no good. Allen with the rebound, and put back is good. Allen with the first 2 points for the Salukis on the board, down by three now. Zumbalin gets it up court there to Finn. Finn in the corner with it, looking for help. Gets it off to Weber. Weber swings it around to Zumbalin. Zumbalin back up top to Weber. Weber guarded there by Worth. Drives left side. Is going to put up a shot. Blocked there by Worth and Havel. Ball comes away to Allen. Allen quickly up court to McKinney. Jump stop. Pulls up for three. In and out. No good. Worth flying through to get the rebound. Put back. No good. Gets it again. And the put back is good. Salukis coming back slowly but surely. Schaefer throws it up to Finn, back to Finn, swings it around with Zumbalin in the corner, pump fakes. He's going to bring it back up top to Finn. Finn pulls up for three, just off the mark, no good. McKinney down there with the trees, comes down with the rebound. Up court quickly to Allen. Gets held up there by Finn. Back up top to McKinney. He's going to reset the offense. Pass it left side there to Drew Moore. He's going to dribble off the screen, drive right to the basket, put it up, and good. Count the basket, and the foul will be called on number 24. That is Justin Zumbalin.
So let's just take the lead, 6-5.
Drew Moore will go to the line to shoot one for the old-fashioned three-point play. And checking into the game for the Eagles is number 30, Jared Eckel. He will come in for Zach Finn. So Drew Moore at the line to put the Salukis up by two. It is 6-5 with 5:03 to go here in the first quarter. And he makes the free throw, 7-5 to score in favor of the Salukis.
7-0 run.
Zumbalin brings it up the court, passes off to Shaver, swings it over to Eckel. Eckel on the right wing, passes up top to Tharp. Tharp looking inside, gets it down low to Shaver. Shaver into some traffic, passes out to Eckel.
Going to call a foul on reaching foul on, I think it's Havel.
McKinney. McKinney will be called for the foul.
At the far side, I couldn't tell if it was 14 or 10. So,
checking into the game for the Eagles is number 44, Noah Wright. He will come in for Jarrett Tharp. Tharp will take a seat. And Schaefer will inbound the basketball. Gets it into Eckel. Eckel gets it up top. Swings around to Weber. Weber with it on the left side. Is going to bring it back up to Zumbalin. Zumbalin guarded there by Havel. Passes off to Eckel on the right wing. Eckel looking inside. Gets it to Schaefer. And thrown out of bounds by Schaefer. And it will be turnover. Saluki basketball.
Second turnover against the Eagles. And I'm looking to see if Noon's playing a man-to-man or zone. I think it's man-to-man.
McKinney gets it up left side to Moore. Moore looking inside, takes a screen from work, dumps it down. Nice spin move, down low. Swings it to McKinney in the corner and down low to Havel on the block. And tipped out of bounds by the Newton Eagles. It will stay Saluki basketball.
They tried that pick and roll again with Moore to Worth, but he couldn't get close enough to the basket. So he passed it back out. So.
Allen inbounds it to Moore, looking for Worth down low. That mismatch with him and Schaefer. Moore crosses up Weber. And a foul will be called on Seth Weber. That will be his first foul, team's second.
Drew Moore was trying to drive the lane, and Weber called for the reach-in. Two fouls
on each team. Havel gets the inbound, puts up a shot, no good. Tipped around, Moore comes away with it, tried to go up, and a foul will be called. That foul will go against number 44, Noah Wright, his first, team's first.
I think Drew will go line shoot two this time. 5-1 in rebounding now for Salukis.
Sorry, that was number 24, Justin Zumbalin, his first.
Okay.
Drew Moore missed the first one. He is 1 of 2 now at the line. Tonight's game brought to you by People's State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, and Carl Richard Memorial Hospital. Makes the second one, now 2 of 3. Score is 8-5, 4:05 left to go here in the first quarter. Zumbalin with it up top, swings it over, gets it in the corner to Weber. Weber looking inside for a flasher. Nobody there is going to dribble back up top, get it to Eckel. Eckel guarded there by McKinney, tries to drive the lane, brings it back, gets it over to Weber on the left side. Worth giving him a little bit of room there on defense. Zumbalin with it back, swings it to Eckel on the right wing, looking for Wright on the inside. Shut down there by Allen. Zumbalin with it now in the corner, gets it back up top to Eckel. Eckel driving the lane, picks up his dribble, and is called for the travel. Checking into the game as Wright, Eckel, and then Zumbalin take a seat is Finn, Tharp, and I believe that's number 32.
It's Connor Bierman.
Connor Bierman. McKinney will bring the ball across the timeline. Going to cross up Tharp, dribble left side, pass off to Allen. Allen gets stopped, passes out to Drew Moore. Eye in the three. He's going to back it back out, reset the offense. Guarded there by Weber. Does a spin move. Going to go right side to Havel. Havel dribbles off his leg. McKinney comes up to help. Ball tipped away into the backcourt. He gets it and tipped out of bounds by Bierman, and it will stay Saluki basketball.
I didn't see Bierman playing the Dietrich tournament. I remember him from football. He was a quarterback in football, wasn't he? I believe so.
Havel will bring the ball up the court this time. Guarded there by Bierman. Drives the lane, tries to put up a shot, and a foul will be called against the Newton Eagles.
And going to the line will be Parker Havel for two.
And foul goes against number 5, Zach Finn. That is his first foul, team's third. I believe that's the team third or
sixth.
Six
up there now.
So Havel at the line. His first one is on the way. Got it to go.
I've got five in my thing here, but I've missed one someplace.
Havel's second one is on its way. Got them both. 2 of 2 at the line for Parker Havel. So far, 4 of 5 at the line, the Salukis are. Bierman passes off to Schaefer.
Now back to 4 fouls now.
Back up top to Weber. Weber swings it around, and a foul away from the ball. That will go against number 10, Parker Havel.
His first, team's third. I got three up there. I got four on Red Hill. I've got three. So anyway.
The announcer said three, so somebody's got it wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
Bierman driving right side. Stopped there by Allen. Passes back out to the Finn. Swings it around to Schaefer. Schaefer on the left wing. He's going to bring it back up top. Directing traffic on the inside. Passes right side to Bierman. Bierman going to take his dribble. Go left side to Schaefer. Schaefer pulls up for three. Buries it. Cuts the lead back to two now. Breaks that 10-0 run by the Salukis. Havel dribbles left side, puts it up, and get it to go. Count it.
They're going to call a charge, I think.
They called the charge. So Havel will pick up his second foul. Looked like Finn was on the receiving end of that, and he took it to the ground, and Havel got charged. Schaefer will bring the ball across the timeline. Picked up there by Drew Moore. Gets it inside to Weber. Back over to Schaefer on the left wing. Up top to Tharp. Tharp with it now. Guarded closely there by Moore. Schaefer back with it. Brings it back up top. Gets it right wing to Tharp. Down low to Weber. Weber spins baseline. Shut down by Worth. Stolen away there by Drew Moore. Spin move. Up to McKinney. McKinney is going to go coast to coast. Off the front of the rim. But foul will be called. So McKinney will go to the line to shoot two. Foul is going to go against number 3, Jarrett Tharp.
His first, I believe.
Team's fifth foul. McKinney at the line to shoot two here. First time at the charity stripe. First one is up and good. Checking into the game for the Salukis as Havel takes a seat is Cameron Ray. And as Jarrett Tharp takes a seat, coming in for him is number 14. I'm going to assume, I can't assume.
No, because he's not on the roster.
He's not on the roster. And you can't count it for JV because JV, number 14, is Eckel. And McKinney made that second one. Score should be 12-8.
12-8, yes.
Weber passes it left side, cross-court pass to Schaefer. Schaefer drives in, puts up a three-footer, got it to fall. 1:30 left to go here in the first quarter. It is 12-10. The score now. Moore brings the ball across the timeline. Go to there by Weber. Calling for the screen. Dribbles off it. Drives the lane. Passes into the corner to McKinney. He pulled up, but a foul was called. And Drew Moore will be called for the charge. Second charge foul called tonight as Drew Moore picks up his first foul. And head coach Troy Bierman wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. It's a 30. Salukis are up 12-10 with 1:22 to go. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. If you're just joining us, Salukis are up 12-10 with 1:22 to go here in the first quarter. Drew Moore just got called for a charge foul coming out of that timeout. His first, team's fifth. Eagles have the basketball. Schaefer will bring the ball up the court, get it across the timeline. Going to go right side into the corner to Bierman. Bierman up top to number 14. In and out, no good. We'll try and get a name for you as Allen gets the rebound. Allen's going to bring the ball up himself. Going to dribble right side to McKinney. McKinney jump stops, going to drive the lane, pass off to Ray. Ray's going to bring it back up top to Moore. Moore looking inside for Allen. Moore tried to dump it down low, and that ball is tipped out of bounds by the Eagles. It'll stay Saluki
basketball. Tried to get it to Worth. Too far, but fortunately, one of the Newton players deflected it out of bounds.
McKinney will be the inbound man. Looking for a man to get open. Newton Eagles shutting him down. Finally gets it into Moore on the left wing. Moore dribbling it out. Guarded there by Weber. Going to bring it back up top near the volleyball line. Pass off to Worth on the right wing. Back up top to Ray. Open for a second, but quickly shut down by 14. Passes off to Worth. Worth back up top to Moore. Looking for some help. Getting a screen from Allen. He's going to dribble off it again. Going to the corner to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for three and buries it. Saluki's first three of the night. Puts him up 15-10 with 25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Bierman with the basketball. Dribbles, passes left side to Schaefer. Schaefer into the corner to 14. 14 looking low. Goes up top to Schaefer. Schaefer over to Finn. And with it, 12 seconds to go. Finn's going to bring it back up top. Hand off to Schaefer. Schaefer at the volleyball line with 6 seconds. Pulls up from three. In and out, no good. Ball will be tipped out of bounds by the Eagles with 2.4 left on the clock. Sookies have the full court to go. Full court press will be put on by the Newton Eagles as Schaefer and Weber check out. Wright and Echol will check into the game.
When I was looking on the roster from the Dietrich tournament, and 14 is not listed anyplace.
Moore got the inbound, pulls up from the volleyball line. No good as time expires. Sookies go into the second quarter, up 15-10 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. As we get set to start the second quarter of action, Salukis will start out with the basketball. They're up 15-10, got their first 10 points on a 10-0 run.
After being behind 5-0.
Worth with the basketball on the right wing after Moore got the inbound, gets it up top to Ray, passes back over to Moore on the left side. Moore giving it up to McKinney. McKinney swings it around to Ray. Ray almost had it tipped away there by Tharp. Gets back control of it. Passes off to Drew Moore. Over to McKinney in the corner. McKinney dumps it down low to Allen. Allen runs into some traffic. Goes up. No basket.
They're calling for a charge. With an elbow.
Third charge, or third offensive foul by the Salukis tonight so far. That is Drake Allen's second. Team six. And Havel wants a quick timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Once a 30. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. So far, it's more fouls than we've seen in a while here in this game in the first half. Usually the Salukis are held to maybe a handful of fouls in the first half, but, I mean, they've already got six quick fouls.
Well, three of them are charges, so one from Havel, one from Moore, and that one. Well, and I don't think all this is really a charging foul. Allen uses his arm, elbow to clear out a little bit because underneath it looked like it was down below us. I couldn't see completely. So
yeah, it kind of looked like Schaefer stepped up and shut him down from driving into the lane, and he was just trying to get some room and kind of pushing off of him a little bit.
He scored there, but he was trying to go for a three-point play, but Salukis will come back out, and I think they're going to go. I guess they're still in the man-to-man.
Zimbalan will bring the ball up the court this time. Dribbles right side, picks it up, passes off to.
No, they're going to the zone. No, it's man to man.
Over to Tharp for three. No good. Worth flies high, gets the rebound, outlets quickly to Moore. He's going to go up court, gets it over to Allen in the corner, brings it back up top to Moore, cross court pass to McKinney. McKinney pulls up from 2 steps behind the line, buries his second three. Back to back threes for McKinney, puts him up 18-10 with 7:05 to go. Ball quickly up court. Schaefer with it now, swings it around to Tharp. Tharp with it on the right side, looking low for Finn. Guarded closely there by Ray. Gets it up top to Weber. Weber swings it around left side to Zumbalin. Zumbalin looking inside, trying to find a flasher, gets Tharp. Right side to Weber. Tries to dump it down low, but Moore steps in front of it. Saved it, but Weber ended up with it. Went low to Schaefer, and Schaefer went up and easy for two. Moore quickly up to Ray. Goes baseline, puts it up, bounces in and out. No good, and ball last touch there by Tharp. And it will stay Saluki basketball underneath their own basket. And checking into the game for Jarrett Tharp will be Jared Eckel, number 30. And we did get a name for number 14. That is Ben Meinhardt. Not currently in the game, but there in the first quarter. Moore down low to Worth. Worth no good. Eckel comes away with the rebound. Going coast to coast, 2-on-2. Eckel jump stops. Shut down there. Gets it out to Zumbalin. Back into the corner to Eckel. Eckel goes baseline. And Eckel will be called for the charge.
Yeah, Drew Moore drew that one. That's the sixth turnover.
Moore saw him coming baseline. He planted his feet and took it. That is Eckel's first foul. Team six. Eckel will check out of the game as Bierman comes back into the game. Havel throws in a towel, and that's a good throw for a basketball coach there.
Yeah, I wasn't even looking at it there. So,
also coming into the game for the Eagles is number 20. That is Aaron Einhorn. Einhorn will come in for, looks like he's going to take Zach Finn's place. Einhorn is a 5'10 sophomore. Allen will inbound the ball.
Each team with six team fouls. Red Hill has three turnovers, and all of them were on those offensive plays.
Moore brings the ball to the court guard there by Weber the whole way. Drives the lane, puts up a floater, got it to fall in. Off the back in the front of the rim, the Salukis now up by 8, 20-12 with 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Zumbalin swings it around to Schaefer into the corner to Einhorn. Einhorn looking inside. Nobody open. Gets it back up top to Weber. Weber dumps it down low to Schaefer. Back into the corner to Einhorn. Einhorn brings it back up. Gets it to Schaefer. Schaefer resets the offense here. Passes off to Bierman. Bierman with it now. Directing a little bit of traffic inside. Trying to get somebody open. Zumbalin up at the top of the key now. Picks it up. Passes off to Weber. Weber guarded by Worth on the left wing. Looks up, pulls up from just inside the three-point line, under pressure, and buries the two. 5:25, Salukis up by 6, 20-14. Moore brings the ball up court, pulls up from the elbow, in and out, no good. Schaefer comes away with the rebound. He gets it up court quickly to Zumbalin. Zumbalin looking inside, cross-court pass to Weber. Pump fakes, drives inside from the free throw line. Back-to-back two-pointers for Weber. 20-16 with 5 minutes to go here in the first half. Moore hands the ball off to McKinney. McKinney's going to bring the ball up court, get it across the timeline to Drew. Drew with it now on the left wing, looking inside. Doesn't like he's going to drive left, cross him up, go back up top to Ray. Ray pulls up for a D3. Off the front of the rim, no good. Schaefer tracks it down. He's going to bring the ball up the court quickly, drive the lane, puts it up, and called for the charge. Schaefer.
That was Drew Moore again. Drawing the shard.
Schaefer with his first foul, team seventh. Drew Moore seeing those boys flying in from every which direction, just getting enough time to get his feet planted. McKinney will inbound it in a buzzer.
Okay.
Horns. I think they thought it was going to be 1-1, but that was an offensive foul, so no bonus shots there.
And they haven't put up a foul yet. Unless
that was the 17, but referees down there discussing it, making sure, but as most people do know, is on an offensive foul and there is bonus, you don't shoot bonus.
McKinney. They're going to put it some full court pressure, it looks like, or they'll peel back as they throw it in. So
Kenny gets it into Moore, guarded by Weber the whole way, gets it across the timeline. Gonna go trying to direct traffic, gets it left side to Ray. Ray looking down low, up top to Allen. Allen guarded there by Eckel. Back over to Ray on the left wing. Ray getting some room. McKinney pulls up for D3. Three threes back to back to back for McKinney. 23-16 with 4:10 left to go here in the first half.
He's got a quick release when he decides to shoot it that way, too.
And that one was just a step inside the volleyball line.
Yeah.
No less. Schaefer trying for the answer back, and he gets it. 23-19. Schaefer having an answer for McKinney with 3:50 to go here in the first half. McKinney passes to Allen on the right wing. Back up top to Moore. Moore over to McKinney. McKinney driving in the lane, trying to put up some two ball. No good off the backboard. And called for the foul will be the Newton Eagles.
He'll go to, McKinney will go to shoot line to shoot two. He's got 11 points so far. Three threes, three of three on threes.
Foul will go against number 22, Kyle Schaefer, his third, team's eighth. First free throw by McKinney is good. Checking into the game is Wright, as Weber will take a seat. Eckel will take a seat, and Schaefer will take a seat as Meinhardt, Wright, and Zumbalin comes back in. McKinney at the line to shoot two. His second one is on its way. In and out, no good. Worth slaps it away. McKinney traces it back down, but slides his foot out of bounds as he touched it.
Can you get close? He's right in front of the scorer's bench.
So it'll be Newton Eagle basketball right in front of the scorer's bench with 3:40 to go here in the first half. Zumbalin will bring it across the timeline. Bierman passes it to Meinhardt in the corner. Meinhardt back up top to Zumbalin. Pump fakes, drives the lane. Goes down low to Wright. Wright goes baseline. Almost traveled there. Kept his pivot foot, but referees will say it was last touch by the Salukis.
Tapped out of bounds on the pass away from there.
Finn will pass it in for the Eagles. Gets it in to Meinhardt. Meinhardt will get it over to Bierman on the right side. Bierman's going to go back left. Gets it to Finn. Finn guarded there by Moore. Dumps it down low to Wright. Wright kicks it out into the corner to Bierman. Tracks it down as it was tipped away. Finn with it now. Trying to cross up. Drew Moore gets the screen. Stolen away by McKinney. McKinney stuck his hand in. Takes it coast to coast. And no foul called as Meinhardt.
Yeah, he stripped it away from McKinney.
But stepped out of bounds. So it will stay Saluki basketball underneath
going up
their own basket.
We go for it. And he just knocked it away. Good defensive play there by the Eagles. And into Red Hill basketball, though.
Wright will check out. Finn will check out as Schaefer and Weber come back into the game for defense. McKinney will take the ball out underneath their own basket. Gets it into Moore. Moore right underneath. Puts it up. No good.
Wouldn't
he will
fall.
Go to the line to shoot two.
I think it just wouldn't fall there.
Foul goes against number 42, I believe. That is Schaefer. 42. That was Weber. His second, team's ninth, as Drew Moore hits the first one. Checking into the game for Drake Allen is Colin Benson coming into the game.
Drake has two fouls also.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Health Department, the Citizens National Bank of Albion, and Ambrall Federal Credit Union. In and out, no good on the second one. Zumbalin gets the rebound up court quickly into the corner to Meinhardt. Meinhardt goes down low to Weber. Weber back up top to Bierman. Bierman going right side to Zumbalin. Zumbalin pulls up for three and right on the money. 25-22, just like that. The Eagles are down by three with 2:40 to go. Full court pressure put on by the Eagles. Drew Moore gets it into McKinney. Back to Moore. Moore breaks it. Going to go coast to coast. Jump stop right in front of the free throw line. No good. Worst stretches. Gets the rebound. Outlets to Ray. Back up top. Swings it around to McKinney. McKinney's going to back it back out. Get it cross court to Ray. Ray looking left side to Benson. Benson to McKinney in the corner. He's going to bring it back out. Guarded there by Bierman. Cross court pass to Ray. Ray looking inside, gets it to Benson on the left wing. Benson pulls up for three, in and out, no good. Bierman comes away with the rebound, getting up court quickly, goes left side, passes off to Zumbalin for another three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Worth with the rebound, quickly up court to Moore. Moore's going to go all the way up and in for a left-handed layup. Just under 2 minutes of play left in the first quarter. Bierman gets it up court quickly to Weber. Weber spins baseline, stopped there by McKinney, and called for the travel. Quick turnover there by Weber. It will be Saluki basketball. Checking back into the game is Jarrett Tharp as Zumbalin will take a seat.
Yeah, Coach Bierman's played. There's only three players, I think two or three players that have not been in the game for him.
McKinney with the inbound. Guarded there by Bierman. He'll follow him all the way back to half court. Gets it across the timeline. Passes off to Moore. Moore guarded closely there by Weber.
He's been freestyled.
He will be called for the reach around.
Two shots now for Red Hill, I believe.
Moore will go to the line as that was the 10th team foul, and that was Weber's third. And Echo will check into the game as Weber checks out. They're going to let the substitution go as they thought it was 1-1, but it is 2. So Moore at the line to shoot 2 more. Puts it up, in and out, off the front of the rim, no good. Moore has missed about a handful of free throws so far tonight. Gets set to shoot the second one. Minute 35 left to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Second one is in. Salukis now up by 6, 28-22. Meinhardt gets the ball up court quickly to Echo. Goes baseline, dumps it off to Tharp. Tharp goes up strong, no good. Ball tipped away. Meinhardt gets the rebound, puts up a floater, no good off the rim. Moore with the rebound this time. He's going to bring it up court quickly. Meinhardt sticks with him. Echo picks him up at half court. McKinney back to Moore. Moore setting it up, passes off to Ray on the left wing. Ray's going to bring it back up top, cross court pass to McKinney. McKinney going to drive the lane, gets it over to Ray in the corner. Ray for 3, off the front of the rim, no good. Moore with the rebound, put back, no good. Ball tipped around into the hands of Benson. Benson into the corner to McKinney for 3. In and out, bounces off the backboard and in. McKinney 4 for 4 on the 3 points. 31-22, Salukis up by 9 with 45 seconds to go. And Coach Bierman wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. It's a 30. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Salukis up on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 31-22, back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Salukis are up by 9, 31-22, with 48 seconds left to go here in the first half of action. It's been a quick one so far, and Salukis just on fire right now. But the one that's mostly on fire who doesn't seem to be getting put out is Connor McKinney.
Right, he's got he's 4 out of 5 on threes. He missed his first one. He's hit his last 4.
Zumbalin with the inbound out near the volleyball line. Running a little bit of clock, passes off to Finn. Finn on the right wing, passes cross court there to Tharp. Tharp guarded by Benson, gets it back to Weber. Weber on the right wing, goes back over to Zumbalin with 30 seconds to go. Back and forth with the right wing man.
Newton wants to work for the last shot.
Tharp with it now, gets it back to Finn. Finn with it, guarded there by Cameron Ray, looking inside, fakes it. Goes back to Zumbalin with 15 seconds left on the clock. Backs it out to midcourt. They're going to dribble it out and take the final shot of the first half with 10 on the clock. Zumbalin makes his move, picks up his dribble, goes left side to Weber. Weber into the corner for Schaefer. Schaefer for 3. Off the rim, no good. 2 seconds left. Ball goes out of bounds. It will be Red Hill basketball with 1.6 seconds left on the clock. 31-22 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis up by 9. Looking to get in a final shot. McKinney going to pass it inbounds to Moore. Moore going to pull up from three-quarters court. Off the backboard, no good. And as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Slookies go in at halftime up by 9, 31-22. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. 'Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Time for the weather to change. Ambrough Federal Credit Union knows this time of year is when you start thinking about the holidays, family reunions, celebrations, getting set for visitors, and holiday road trips. Don't let a cranky car ruin your holidays. Come to Ambrough Federal Credit Union first for a brand new car or truck loan. We have great rates, and the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Call today, 618-943-2913. Member NCUA.
Being sick is never convenient. Luckily for Olney and the surrounding communities, having access to a provider is. The Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic is staffed with a convenient care provider from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Coming down with a sore throat and flu-like symptoms on a Saturday? No problem. Walk into the Primary Care Clinic and be seen by a convenient care provider that same day. 605 East Main Street in Olney.
It's halftime, and the Salukis are up by 31-22. And halftime show here is shoot for money, pay a dollar, get $5 if you make a half-court shot. Two winners already.
I think they did that each game at Dietrich, too.
Back-to-back, banked it in off the backboard. And this one, it looks like it's good. Oh, just a little bit outside. Tonight's halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. So far, the first half has been pretty interesting. I mean, Salukis didn't really get into foul trouble. Newton got 10 team fouls there in the first half, but I think Salukis may have had six fouls altogether.
Yeah, they had six. Newton has not shot a free throw. Red Hill has attempted 12 already, I think, yeah.
And Drew Moore has shot most of those. McKinney having a phenomenal night so far. You said 4 of 5 from the three-point line, and you said he missed the first one, but all four of those back-to-back-to-back, nobody can put him out. I mean, Schaefer had an answer for him. I think he is the only other one besides Zumbalin. He had one of them.
He's got two threes. Zumbalin has one. Looking at the scoring for Red Hill, they're led by Connor McKinney's 15, and Drew Moore 10, and then 2 points apiece for Parker Havel, Nathan Worth, and Drake Allen for Newton. They have 10 points from Kyle Schaefer, 5 from Justin Zumbalin, Seth Weber with 4, and Jarrett Tharp with 3. Red Hill is 7 of 24 from the field, 9 of 18 for Newton, but the Salukis at 9 of 12 free throws, and Newton did not shoot a free throw. Salukis out rebounded Newton 12 to 8. Committed 3 turnovers to 9 for Newton. And the 3 turnovers that Red Hill had, 2 of them were up, all 3 were on offensive fouls. And another kid sinked. Look at sinked for a half court.
He just buried that one.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he just did that. Yeah, you can tell it when the fans start yelling and everything. So
I'm a little scared to go out there. These like 5 and 6 year olds would be showing me up so far. One of the first older kids to shoot it, and he just drains it.
Yeah.
Heck, these kids need to get on the basketball team, it looks like. I mean, he's just throwing it up like a free throw. Almost hit it back-to-back. But let's get back to the actual basketball game that's going on here.
Newton jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Red Hill scored the next 10 points, take a 10-5 advantage, and led by 5, 15-10 at the end of the first quarter. Largest lead early in the second quarter was 8 at 20-12. 18-10 and 20-12. Newton cut it to 3 at 25-22, but the Salukis have scored the last 6 points of the first half, and they lead here at the break by a score of 31-22.
And like you said, their first 10 points were unanswered. They were down 5-0, came out to a 10-5 run, and I mean they've just been unstoppable as time has went on, up 31-22 here at the half, and I don't think it's going to quit here in the second half. We made score predictions before the game. I don't want to quite divulge that yet.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
We might get more into that once it gets closer to the fourth quarter. But so far, I mean, both predictions kind of looking good. But still waiting on both teams to come out. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for another quick commercial break. Halftime brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting. and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic Farouk. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams, because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It.
Support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Still here at halftime. Both teams are now back out. We just have 2 minutes of halftime left to fill. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza. Looking into the second half of action, I don't think we'll see too much change from the Red Hill Salukis. They are playing tough physical basketball. As we've seen, already been called for two charges and almost a third.
Yeah, when one was... Then they drew a couple charges, too, so.
But Drew Moore able to get on the defensive side of the ball, really see the floor and the basketball, able to step in front of the guard at last second, get his feet planted, yep, and take a couple of charges,
right,
and really get the momentum rolling in their way and just playing Red Hill Saluki basketball.
I know the Salukis have made, let's see, they got one, two, three, four. They've made four threes. Newton's made one, two, three, I think. And they were telling us that there was one game, and I think it was in the Dietrich tournament, where Newton made, was it 10 or 11 threes against, I think it was against Calvin Herrick. So they shoot a lot of them.
But both teams haven't changed up their defense at all. They started out man-to-man, and they've been running that the whole time. Red Hill hasn't put any full-court pressure on yet, but we've seen it out of the Eagles a little bit here and there. I look to see probably a lot more of that here in the second half. 31-22 the score, and we are just moments away from second half of action to get going. The Newton Eagles will start out with the basketball, I believe, and the Salukis will be going from left to right from our view. Those of you on the radio side, also left to right. Eagles inbound the ball. Schaefer gets it into Zumbalin, and second half of action is away. Zumbalin dribbles right side, goes cross court to Weber. Weber into the corner to Schaefer. Schaefer throws it in the backcourt. McKinney sprints down to get it. Just like that, the Salukis are up 2-0 here in the second half. Schaefer with the basketball now goes up top to Zumbalin.
And McKinney was alert that way because nobody was going to go out and see the pass, and he was able to run it down and get an uncontested layup, and Newton turns the ball over again.
And Finn lost control, and it goes out of bounds, and Schaefer will check out just like that, and Echo comes in for him. Moore gets the basketball, fast-paced third quarter so far. Moore sprints down the court, into the corner to Havel. Havel pulls up for three, off the mark, no good. Moore gets the rebound, put back, no good. Worth stretching around, ball tipped, out of bounds off the Eagles. It will stay Saluki basketball. Schaefer checking back into the game here. He will come in for Tharp. Tharp will have a seat. Coach Bierman has been keeping his players well rotated throughout the whole game so far. Worth on the inbound, pulls up for three, bounces off the rim, no good. Havel stretched up, ball careens away. Zumbalin comes away with it. He gets it up court, across the timeline to Weber. Back and forth, swings it around to Echol on the right wing. Echol looking inside for a flasher, nobody there. Brings it back up top, picks up his dribble, stolen away there by McKinney. McKinney has the trailer to Allen. Allen up and easy for the easy lay-in. 35-22, the score with 6:55 to go. Schaefer brings it up court quickly to Finn in the corner. Finn tries to drive the lane and bumps into Worth, and Worth will be called for the foul.
Nathan's first, I believe, the two-shot foul.
Finn will go to the line to shoot two here as a couple players will be checking in for the Eagles. First free throws for the Eagles night.
Finn has yet to score.
Referee's checking on Finn as he went down kind of hard there. Finn is a 5'10 senior going up against Nathan Worth at 6'6. Just a little bit of a disadvantage as Finn puts up the first one and puts it in. Meinhardt will come in for Echol, and Bierman waiting to check in for Finn. 6:49 left to go here in the third quarter. Eagles down by 12, 35-23. Finn's second one, up and off the front of the rim, no good. Free throw is rebound is batted away to Allen. Allen brings it across court, gets it over to McKinney. McKinney's going to bring it back up, reset the offense. Guarded there by Meinhardt, gets it over to Havel on the right wing. Havel up top to Allen. Allen passes back off to McKinney. He's going to reset it out near the timeline. Passes off back and forth.
He's in his zone right now.
Havel pulls up for three off the rim. No good. Moore comes away with the rebound. Resets it. Brings it back out. McKinney pulls up for three now. Buries it. 5 for 5. Back to back. 5 of 6 on the night is McKinney. Can't put him out here in the second half. Still rolling with his mojo down there. Finn with it now. Guarded by Havel. Drives the lane. Jump stops. Blocked by Nathan Worth. Meinhardt gets the rebound as it creams away. Drives the lane. Passes out to Weber. Weber from the side, no good. Moore gets the rebound. Up court to Allen. Allen coast to coast up, no good. But he will go to the line to shoot two.
So he's looking to run a little bit more here in this third quarter. Get the ball out off the boards. And then a couple of steals. They've had easy baskets. So
that foul will go against number 24, Justin Zumbalin. I believe that is his third, team's first of the half. And Coach Bierman wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 1 minute. Salukis up 38-23. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where we are in the third quarter of action. Just 2 minutes have gone away from the clock. 38-23, Salukis are up. Allen at the line to shoot two as he was fouled on his way up. Missed the first shot there. Coming out of that timeout, the Salukis are, they've scored one. The Eagles have scored one as Allen makes his second shot.
I think it's 8-1 this quarter.
39-23. Schaefer passes off to Zumbalin. Zumbalin looking inside is going to bring it back up top to Bierman. Tipped away by Havel. Havel will go all the way by himself up. Missed it. Put back is good by Allen. Allen was trailing him right behind him. Allen has been on the majority of the points so far here in the second half.
He's got five.
Meinhardt on the right wing. Going to go right side, go baseline. Jump stop, goes to Zimbalan in the corner. Pulls up for three, off the rim, no good. McKinney stretches up for the rebound. Tried to outlet it to Moore, but just led him a little too far. Goes out of bounds. It will be Eagle basketball. As Zimbalan checks out of the game, Jarrett Tharp will come in for him. Nice rotation by Coach Bierman so far tonight. Meinhardt will get it right side to Schaefer. Schaefer looking up top. Gets it to Weber. Weber looking for a flasher. Releases it. Lost it, but gets it back. Tried to go down low. Throws it right out of bounds. It will be Saluki basketball.
That's now 14 turnovers for Newton. Red Hill with four.
Moore will get the inbound. He will bring it up by himself. Looks like almost like a 2-3 man-to-man defense by the Eagles. Havel with it now. Out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Moore on the left wing. Dumps it down low to Worth. Worth stretches up, goes up straight to the basket and in for two.
His second basket.
Bierman quickly gets it up court. Passes off to Meinhardt. Meinhardt into the corner to Schaefer. Schaefer's going to bring it back. Cross up Moore. Goes baseline. Pulls up from 5 foot out. Buries the two. 43-25 now.
That's Moore. 12 for Schaefer.
Moore dumps it down low to Allen. Allen tried to go baseline. Spins. Gets it over to Moore in the corner. Back up top. Swings it around to McKinney. McKinney's going to bring it back up, pass it off to Moore. Moore on the right wing, looking low. Gets it inside to Worth. Worth over to McKinney from the left wing. Pulls up for three.
What are you?
Buries it again. Beat him all night. McKinney with his sixth consecutive three-point shot.
6 or 7.
46-25 with 4 minutes of play left in the third quarter. Tharp with it now up top. He's going to go left side to Schaefer, trying to answer back. In and
fouled.
Out, no good.
He's fouled by Moore. He'll shoot three free throws.
I believe that is Moore's second time this year, fouling a kid outside the three-point line. Schaefer will go to the line to shoot three here. His first time at the free throw line. I believe that is the second Eagle to make
right.
it to the charity
shot. Zach Finn was there earlier this quarter.
First one is good. That was Drew Moore's second. Foul, team second of the half. 3:52 to go. Eagles now down by 20, 46-26. Make that 19 as Schaefer makes his second one. Checking in for Meinhardt and Bierman is Zimbalan and Finn. Schaefer at the line. Third one is on its way. Takes a easy roll, goes right in, makes all three. 46-28, down by 18 now. Sorry, 16. No, 18.
18, yeah.
Havel, almost on the alley-oop. Outlets, back to Allen. Allen drives the lane, puts up a floater. Off the rim, no good. Kareem's out of bounds. It looked like it was off of Weber, but touched the Salukis last. It will be Eagle basketball.
Yeah, 46-28.
Schaefer brings it across the timeline, picked up there by Havel, inside to Tharp. Tharp cross court to Schaefer, pump fakes, drives baseline. Shut down by Havel, but Havel will be called for the foul.
His third.
It will be out of bounds. Eagle basketball underneath their own basket. Schaefer will take it out, just to the left of their basket. Inbounds there to Finn. Finn's going to bring it back inside the lane. Pass out to Zimbalan. Back to Finn in the corner. Pump fakes. Steps inside. Zimbalan with it. He's going to bring it back up top. Reset the offense. He's going to go left side. Pick up his dribble. Needing some help. Gets it from Schaefer. Schaefer up top now. Saluki's kind of in a 2-1-2 it looks like. Finn with the basketball. Or 1-3-1 zone, I should say. Zimbalan, cross court to Finn. Finn pulls up for three, off the rim, no good. McKinney pulls it down, brings it up court quickly, takes a step, jump stop, goes to Allen, baseline. Allen's going to bring it back, pick it up in the corner, dump it down low to Worth, Worth to Moore. Moore going to bring it back up top to the volleyball line, bring it right side, get a screen from Havel. Havel with it, dumps it off, tipped away there by Zimbalan. Finn up court to Weber. Weber goes up strong, count it, and one. Moore will be called for that foul as Weber will go to line for the old-fashioned three-point play. That will be Moore's third foul, team's third. So Seth Weber at the line as Cameron Ray will come in for Drew Moore with 2:28 left to go here in the third quarter. Slookie's up 46-30.
It was 20. It was a 21-point lead just moments ago.
Weber puts it up. No good off the back of the rim. Worth brings it down. Outlets to Allen. Brings it across the timeline in a hurry. Going to bring it back up top to McKinney. Passes off to Havel on the left side to Ray in the corner. Ray's going to come back. Swing it to Allen into Worth. Worth right side to McKinney. McKinney's going to go baseline. Takes a dribble. Going to bring it back up top, though. Didn't like it. Tipped away there by Weber. Picked up. Passes off to Tharp. Tharp's going to try and go all the way. Takes a Euro step, and he will be called for the charge. Stepped into Ray. Ray fell down as he came into him, and Tharp will be called for the foul.
Oh.
That will be Tharp's second foul, team second, as Tharp will take a seat, and Echol will check into the game. Zach Finn will play a little full court pressure on Havel. Gets the inbound. Havel will bring it up all the way with Finn right there with him. Gets it across the timeline. Going to go left side into the corner to Ray. Ray brings it back up to McKinney. Pump fakes. Gets it over to Ray. Ray from the left wing. Just short. Off the side of the rim. No good. Zimbalan comes away with the rebound. Quickly trailed. Passes off to Schaefer. Schaefer back up top. Zimbalan goes low. Back out to Finn. Finn for three. Off the rim. No good. Ball tipped away. Saved by Finn into Weber. Weber goes up and gets the putback. 46-32 now the score with 1:25 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. McKinney brings the ball up the court. Flashes Allen, no good. Going to pass it off to Ray. Ray into Allen in the corner. Allen's going to try and go baseline. Jump stop into the backboard, no good on that shot. Schaefer comes away with the rebound. Gets it across the timeline to Finn. Finn going to go baseline. Stopped there by Ray. Back up top to Schaefer. Dribbles off his foot but gets it back. Weber with it now on the left wing. Gets it off to Zimbalan. Going to reset the offense here. Dribbles out near the volleyball line. Right side swings it to Schaefer. Schaefer back up top. Cross-court pass to Zimbalan. Zimbalan with it now. Back and forth. Tried to pass it to Finn, but throws it out of bounds as Finn was cutting to the baseline.
We've got 16 turnovers for Newton. And Saluki with 46 seconds to go in the quarter.
Weber will
Moore's going to come back in.
Weber will check out of the game for the Eagles. And Tharp will come in. Nathan Worth doing a great job down there on the boards, getting quite a few rebounds. Ball was intended to come in for McKinney, but Echol will tip it out of bounds. Full court pressure put on by the Eagles. Allen gets it into McKinney. McKinney guarded there by Echol. Trying to get it across the timeline. Echol staying with him. Finally does. And
Echol
will be called for the foul. That will be his second foul. Team's third. So it'll be out of bounds for the Salukis. 37 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Ray will be the inbound man. Gets it into Moore in the backcourt. Moore guarded by Schaefer. Gets it across the timeline. Hands it off to Havel. Look for a three-man weave going here. McKinney all alone in the corner. He probably wanted the three.
Yeah, but you've got 25 seconds to go in the quarter. And I think they have possession for the fourth quarter.
Look for McKinney to take the...
Take something to go here and... It's final 18 seconds.
Look for McKinney to take the final shot here. 15 left to go. Havel with it out near the volleyball line. Going to hand the ball off to Moore. Moore with 10 seconds. He makes his move, goes right, crosses him up, drives left side, passes down low to Allen. Tipped away. Tharp with it now on the breakaway. Pulls up, jump stop for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And as time expires here in the third quarter on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead it. 46-32. We're back in 1 minute with fourth quarter of action. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home for your funeral and memorial needs.
The biggest variety of real country music. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. Classic country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM.
The Legend.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Hold those fours nice and high. It's fourth quarter of action time. Salukis lead it 46-32. They start out the fourth quarter with the basketball, and Havel gets the inbound. Guarded there by Finn. Hands the ball off to Moore. Moore's going to bring it back up top. Go into the corner to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for another three, just short that time. No good off the front of the rim. Ball creams away. And Zimbalan gets the rebound up court to Schaefer. Schaefer missed it. And Salukis will be called for the foul there.
Before and Drew Moore, he tried to draw the charge, but couldn't.
So Drew Moore on the foul as Schaefer will go to the line. Nathan Wirth getting set to check in for Drew Moore.
Newton is right-held at 46-25. It's now 46-32, and it could become a 12-point game if Schaefer makes these four free throws.
First one is up. Off the back of the rim, no good.
Schaefer has 14 in the game. His first... He was 4-3 at the line.
Also checking in for the Eagles is Weber, as he will check in for Zach Finn. Tonight's game brought to you by Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, and Rutgers Candy. Schaefer at the line, getting set to shoot his second one. It is up. Got it to go. 46-33, 13-point game. Havel will bring the ball up the floor, guarded by Schaefer. He's going to go left side, pass off to Ray. Ray on the left wing. All by himself. Zimbalan giving him plenty of room. Wirth swings it to Havel. Havel brings it back up top. Tried to go left side. He's going to cross him up. Put up a floater from five. Off the backboard and rim. No good. McKinney fighting for the rebound. Zimbalan takes it away. Going to bring it up court quickly. Get it to Schaefer in the corner. Pulls up from 5 foot. No good.
He was fouled.
Fouled on
by
the
Ray,
shot.
I think, yeah. So Schaefer back line shooting two.
Ray with his first foul of the night so far. Team's seventh. Sorry, sixth. So not quite in the bonus yet. 16 fouls for the Salukis, only three for the Eagles so far this half. And Schaefer makes the first one, so it's a 12-point game, 46-34. Schaefer made one of two on his last free throw. So far made his first one this go around. Second one is up, in and out, no good. Allen gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up court this time. Gets it across the timeline. Picked up there by Tharp. Picks up his dribble. Needs some help. Gets help from Havel as he comes sprinting up. Calls in a play. Going to go left side to Ray. Ray wide open.
They're leaving
in
him wide open
range.
There, yeah.
Keeping Echol on McKinney. Trying not to let him take a shot.
And he was Allen, wide open, but he just didn't want to shoot it there.
McKinney with the ball now. He's going to bring it back out. Reset the offense here. Going to go right side. Dribble in, gets it out to Ray. Ray just inside the three-point line, off the rim, no good. Weber comes away with the basketball, one-on-one, goes straight to the basket, and Havel will be called for the blocking foul.
That'll be four and Havel.
So Weber will go to the line to shoot two here with 6:35 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 46-34, Salukis haven't scored in the last, well, so far this quarter.
Yeah, they haven't.
Weber's first one off the back of the rim, no good. Checking into the game for Tharp is Zach Finn. He will come back in. Ray in the backcourt. Weber at the line, shooting two, missed his first one. Second one is up, got it to fall. One of two that go around, 46-35. Full court pressure put on.
So a 10-0 run by Newton.
And a foul will be called there by Schaefer.
His second.
Schaefer's third foul.
Team's fourth, I think, so it won't be. So it'll be fourth team foul. Newton's in the bonus. Red Hill will not be there yet.
Havel gets the inbound. They back the full court pressure off a little bit. Into the corner to Ray. Ray bringing it back up top. Gets it in the corner to Wirth. Wirth up top to Allen. Allen over to McKinney. McKinney pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch there by Nathan Wirth. It will be Eagle basketball.
Eagles could get this thing out as close as eight if they could score and get 3 points here.
46-35, 6:10 to go here. Zimbalan will bring it across the timeline. Salukis still in that 1-3-1. Passes off to Weber on the left side. Weber looking in. No man's land out there. Passes off to Schaefer cross court. Looking for help. Echol on the left side. Passing in the corner to Zimbalin. Zimbalin back up top to Echol. Back and forth. Zimbalin and Echol go. Going to drive left side. Dump it up top to Finn. Finn into the corner to Schaefer. Schaefer bringing it back up top. Finn pump fakes. Drives inside the lane. Into the corner to Echol. Good ball movement so far by the Eagles. Finn's going to pull it from the top of the key. No good. And Echol will be called for the foul there. Him and McKinney were going up. That will be Echol's second foul. Team's fifth foul. Allen gets the inbound full court pressure put on. And Force lost the ball as he was double teamed there. And it will be a turnover. It will be Eagle basketball with 5:31 to go.
Up by 11, it was 21, but they've been outscored 10 to nothing.
Zimbalin on the inbound. Going to go left side to Finn. Finn looking in. Cross court pass to Zimbalin. Pulls up for three. In and out, no good. Havel stretches up for the rebound. Going to bring it up court fast. He's going to drive the lane. Going to back it back out to Ray.
That looked like McKinney's last three. It went in and out.
Havel with it now. Cross court to Allen up top. Allen back to Havel. Is going to reset it. Goes to Ray on the right wing. They're leaving him wide open out there in three-point range. Allen's going to try his luck. It's on the line two. No good. Zimbalin with the rebound. Bringing it up court quickly. Looked like he traveled out there. But Finn goes up for three. No good. Worth stretches for the rebound. McKinney's going to slow things down a little bit. Coach Bierman getting in some subs there. McKinney's going to drive left side all the way to the basket. Up and in for two. First 2 points this fourth quarter. So far, 48-35. Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. 4:35 left to go here in the game. It's a 30. You're listening to Red Hill Basketball right here on The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Saluki started off slow, but looks like they're trying to get a fire lit behind them. 48-35. Eagles have made a good run so far.
It was shortly in the third quarter already. It was up 46-25. And then Newton scored the last 7 points of the third quarter. It was 46-32. Cut it to 46-35 and had several opportunities to get it into single digits. But the Salukis didn't score now with McKinney driving the lane and hitting his basket. Drew Moore coming back in. He and Parker Havel both have four fouls. So, and Newton's in the 1-1. Red Hill not yet in the bonus. So,
coming out of that timeout, Eagles will have the basketball as I believe Allen went down and scored.
McKinney.
McKinney.
Yeah.
Sorry, he went straight to the basket.
Yeah.
Meinhardt checked in there. Gets it to Schaefer. Zimbalin in the corner now.
Still the zone defense. 1-3-1 zone.
Swings it around. Meinhardt with it now near the volleyball line. Over to Schaefer. Back and forth. Cross court pass to Meinhardt. Into the corner to Bierman. Up top to Meinhardt. Inside to Weber. Back. Good ball movement. Bierman for three. Off the front of the rim. No good. Moore gets the rebound. Quickly up court to Ray. Ray going to go all the way to the basket. Up and in. Good. Ray's first points of the night so far. 50-35. Bierman picks up his dribble just past half court. Needing some help. Gets Zimbalin cross court, back and forth, into the corner to Meinhardt. Meinhardt's going to pull up for three, buries it. 50-38 with 3:45 to go. Moore on the inbound, hands it off to Havel. Havel gets it across the timeline, over to Moore. Moore on the left side, going to put his dribble on the floor, into the corner to Ray. Ray's going to bring it back up top to Havel.
Come down about 3:30 to go now.
Havel over to Moore, threw his hands, almost lost it, picked it back up. Gets it over to Ray on the left wing. Ray going to put it on the floor. Havel back to Ray. Ray in the corner. Doesn't like it. They're giving him plenty of room.
I think he wanted it, but, you know, so they better not. So
Moore with it now is going to dribble left side, getting double teamed there. Ray's going to drive the lane out to McKinney in the corner. Pump fakes, goes baseline, puts up the layup, no good, tipped away. Weber comes away with the rebound, quickly up court, pulls up, gets it to Schaefer in the corner. Up top to Bierman, off the leg of McKinney, picked up by Meinhardt, goes to the basket, puts it up and in. 50-40, Eagles come within 10 now, 2:45 to go left in the game. Ball inbounded to Moore. Moore double team. Gets it up to Havel. Havel three on two over to Ray. Ray pulls up from 5 foot out. Bank off the backboard. No good. Havel with the rebound. Havel's going to pull it back out. Set up the offense here.
2.5 to go.
Dribbling out near the timeline. Picked up there by Bierman now. Passes off to McKinney. Eagles extending their defense out a little bit. Double teaming Moore. And Meinhardt will be called for the blocking foul. That is Meinhardt's first foul of the night, team sixth, with 2:21 left to go.
Rick Allen coming back in for Ray Hill.
Ray will take a seat. McKinney will be the inbound man this go-around. Eagles have not switched defenses, stuck with the man-to-man the whole night.
So switches will be in the bonus. Both teams will be in the bonus from now on.
Moore dribbles the ball left side, hands off to McKinney. McKinney going to bring it back right side. A little three-man weave action going on. Havel with the ball now. Trying to hand it off to Moore. Double-teamed out around the three-point line. Just under 2 minutes of play left to go. McKinney with it now. Dribbles all the way. Triple double-team sometime. Moore with it now on the right side near the volleyball line. Content with running some clock. Down low to Allen. Allen goes up strong and in for two. Slukey's trying to extend that lead out, run some clock, 1:40 to go.
Did a good job that time. Ball's almost tipped away by Havel.
Zimbalin with it now, looking inside, goes to the corner to Bierman. Bierman going baseline, goes up strong against Worth, no good. McKinney gets the rebound, and Meinhardt will be called for his second foul. So that will send Connor McKinney to the line to shoot bonus, 1-1. And a timeout will be called on the floor. So we will go ahead and take a timeout as well. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
You already know that Citizens National Bank of Albion offers all the latest technologies in banking, like our new mobile wallets. But did you know you can use your mobile phone and even your fitness tracking devices to store your gym memberships, coupon codes, rewards programs, and of course your CMB Visa card, all stored on your mobile wallet? It's fast, secure, and efficient. Tap and pay, scan and go on your mobile or fitness device.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Coming out of that timeout, there was a foul called on the other end of the court as Connor McKinney was bringing the ball up. Foul went against number 14, Ben Meinhardt, his second consecutive foul. 1:29 left to go here in the game on the Best Way Express scoreboard, 52-40. McKinney at the line shooting bonus. First one is up. He hit it. He gets the second. Looking to put him up by 14, 53-40 now. Connor McKinney with 25 points
I got him at 26. I think that's...
Makes the second one there, 54-40. Can't trust the scoreboard, either, because they've been off a couple times tonight so far. Schaefer passes to Tharp. Tharp on the right wing. Back up top to Schaefer. Schaefer looked like he wanted to split a couple defenders. Zimbalin from the left corner, no good. Havel gets the rebound, passes off to Moore. Got a minute 10 left to go. Splits two defenders, goes low to Allen. Allen going up strong, fouled on his way up, and Schaefer will be called for the foul, and Allen will go to the line to shoot two. That is Schaefer's fourth foul, team's eighth. Drake Allen has been at the line a couple times tonight.
Let's see, he is one of two.
First one is in, as Meinhardt will check into the game for Seth Weber. Weber will come out. 1:05 to go here. Slukie's now up by 15, looking to make it 16, 55-40. Second one is up. Got them both. 2 of 2 that go around. Meinhardt will bring the ball up the court with a minute to go. And the ball thrown off of Allen's foot almost went into the upper deck. Yeah. Referee down there.
He may have to be the kicker next year in the football. Who knows?
Referee down there smiling. Probably never seen the ball go that high. Ball inbounded to Meinhardt. Just under a minute of play left to go here in the game. Zimbalan with it now. Cross-court pass to Finn. Into the corner to Schaefer. Jump stops, drives the lane. Out to Finn. Finn pump fakes. Picks up his dribble. Back out to Meinhardt. Over to Zimbalan. Into the corner. Tipped out of bounds by McKinney. McKinney has been all over the place tonight so far. 45.7 seconds to go. Zimbalan will be the inbound man. Gets it into Schaefer. Pulls up for three immediately. Buries it. And Bierman calls the timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here, though. 42.7 seconds left to go here in the game. Slukie's up 56-43. A lot can happen in 42 seconds. The look for full court pressure the rest of the game. And, I mean, the Eagles are just not going to go away. Yeah. They're going to pressure that ball no matter where it is, 2 to 3guys.
The thing about it is you've got to get turnovers. You can't they can go to the free throw line, but if you hit free throws, you can't count on the missing free throws. You got to get turnovers and score in 42 seconds. How many turnovers can you get if you hit threes? That's one thing, but it's a 13-point game right now, and it's 42.7. It goes to Red Hill. As long as you don't turn the ball over a lot, they should win this ball game.
And the Eagles have had excellent ball movement the whole game. They've been moving it quick, getting the Saluki spread out. They've been getting really good shots so far, getting Zimbalan in the corner. Schaefer has hit multiple threes so far this game, and it's just any man's game. Right now, Eagles down by 13.
I've got Schaefer with three threes.
56-43 as we come out of that timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. McKinney will inbound the ball, gets it into Havel. Havel on the run. He's going to try and go coast to coast. Pulls it back up, gets it to McKinney out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Moore.
He's fouled.
And there will be a foul called. That foul will go against number 14, Ben Meinhardt. That is his third foul. Team's ninth. Drew Moore will go to the line to shoot 1-1 here. Checking into the game is Zach Finn, Jared Tharp, and Justin Zimbalan as Eckel, Weber, and number 20, that is Einhorn, checks out of the game. Drew Moore at the line. First free throw is up. Off the side of the rim, no good. He's been struggling at the line so far tonight. 30 seconds to go. Schaefer gets it to Zimbalan on the left wing. Looks like they're going to go man-to-man now. Zimbalan stolen away by Havel. Havel's going to go all the way coast to coast. Put it up and in off the glass. 58-43, 15 seconds to go. Finn gets it up court. Trying to put some moves on. Zimbalan over to Meinhardt. Meinhardt pulls up for three. Off the rim, no good. Tharp out to Finn. Finn pulls up. Buries the three with 5 to go. 58-46, the score. Ball inbounded to Moore, and as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Salukis lead it 58-46. We'll be back with the postgame show and our guesses just before the game what the score would be.
Yeah.
In 2 minutes, you're listening to Red Hill Saluki basketball right here on The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2. Phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier?
Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Salukis win it here at Newton against the Eagles, 58-46. It was one hard-fought, tough game, but Salukis kind of lost their momentum there in the second half and didn't score too many. I think they maybe scored about 10, 20 points maybe.
Well, they scored 15 in the third quarter, but they were up 46-25 at one time, but it ended up 46-32 at the quarter, and then 46-35 later, so they cut to 11. But they scored 15 points and then 12 in the fourth quarter. So they had 31 in the first half, 27 in the second half. Newton had 22 in the first half, 24 in the second half. So it kind of balanced out everything on it.
And kind of talking about our predictions before the game, what we had, I guess 68-46. I kind of had the
and I had
spread.
A little. I had 65-48.
I kind of had the spread good there a little bit, yeah. But you were closer on the actual scoring. So we'll go ahead and give that one to you. And I'll go ahead and send it over to you for the scoring summary.
Okay, let's look here. Connor McKinney, I probably is his career high at 27, according to my stats. And Drew Moe with 10 and 11 for Drake Allen. Parker Havel just 4. Nathan Worth 4 and 2 for Cameron Ray. Kyle Schaefer for the Newton Eagles had, let's see, a 10, 11, 12. 16, United with 21, only one in double figures for Newton. Red Hill had 15 to 10 in the first quarter. They were up at the break 31-22. It was 46-32 up to 3, and they won it 58-46. 5, 10, 15, 20, about 20, 27 rebounds for Red Hill and 15 for Newton. Newton turned the ball over 18 times, and Red Hill 8. So, Salukis win at 58-46. They're 2-2 in conference play and 13-5 overall, and have a big game at home tomorrow night against the very good Fairfield Mules.
Yeah, and tonight's game was well hard fought by both teams. Newton Eagles, they have excellent ball movement. Can't say anything more about that. They know how to spread the floor out. They've got great vision of the floor. They know where everybody is at and where everybody's going to be. There were a couple times where they threw the ball away, but They had excellent ball movement. I can't say anything more. That they've really worked on getting each defense spread out the way they want to do whenever they have the ball and just control their side of the ball on offense. And full court pressure, I mean, defense, they have some stuff they kind of need to work on there, but excellent job by the Newton Eagles. My hat is off to them. They played very hard, and Coach Bierman really got out and around and got excellent substitutions in, kept rotating his players very well. And the Newton Eagles are a very, very good team, and look for them to be a tough competitor in the future.
One thing is, we got up 21 at 46-25 there in the third quarter, and a team down 21 could have, I won't say given up, but kind of folded and things like that. And they didn't. They came right back and scored the last 7 points of the quarter, and then scored the first three of the fourth quarter, cut the lead to 46-35, and it stayed that way for quite some time. Nobody scored anything, and then they finally got it to 10 at 50-40 on a basket, but Reddy was able to push it out and ended up a 12-point victory. It was 15 again at 58-43 before they hit a three right there by the end of the game. So Red Hill wins at 58-46. As I said, Red Hill is 2-2 in conference play, 13-5 overall. Newton is, I think they're 1-2 in the conference, and they're 5-10, I believe, overall now.
All right, as we are waiting for Coach Brian Havel to make his way up here, we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a quick commercial break and be right back with Player of the Game and words from Coach Havel. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
And it is that time, Saluki fans, where we are dealt the honor to choose the Built Opson Ford Ford Tough Player of the Game. And Rob, I will go ahead and send it over to you and let you announce to everyone who the obvious player of the game is.
I think probably a crew high in points scored, probably. Also made one, two, three, four, five threes, five of about eight or nine on threes. Connor McKinney had 27. I'm sure that's – I'm going to say it's a career high for him. 27 points for Connor, and the Salukis win it 58-46. Congratulations to Connor.
And that run of threes just kind of started there in the second quarter, it seemed like. He missed the first one. I think I missed that one too, but he hit that second one, and it was just nonstop, back to back to back, and it followed over into the third quarter, yeah. And he hit a couple there, and then – he just kind of started cooling down a little bit. I mean, he probably got it all taken out of him there in the first half, but he did an excellent job tonight, and he deserves that one.
He got one in the first quarter, four in the second quarter, one in the third quarter. So that's what, one, two, three. That's five threes out of one, two, three, five out of eight, I think, something like that, five out of nine. He's becoming probably percentage-wise the best three-point shooter for the Salukis
so far, and not too much out of Havel tonight. They were kind of shutting him down.
Well,
he
had two fouls in the first half. Set out quite a bit of the first half. Had good. 4 points. Had two free throws in the first quarter, then a big basket on a breakaway here in the fourth quarter. So.
And him and Drew Moore kind of got taken away with those four fouls. Kind of shut down there in the first half. They each had three fouls, and then came out and. Late in the third quarter and drew their fourth foul, but kind of played on edge there towards most of the fourth quarter. But well, hard-fought game by both teams, and I mean it was a lot closer than what I thought it was going
to
be.
Well, I knew it'd probably be pretty close, but I thought maybe once they stretched it out to the 20-point lead, that during the third quarter that they would maintain that most of the game, but. Newton didn't fold, and they came right back and got it to 10.
And as we are waiting for Coach Havel to make his way up here, we'll go ahead and send it back for a quick commercial break and be right back with his words and the closing. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson for. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
It's cold and flu season again. Just because it's the weekend or after hours doesn't mean you shouldn't have access to a provider when you get sick. Come see a convenient care provider at the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic until 8 p.m. 7 days a week. If you are experiencing sore throat, aches and pains, flu-like symptoms, or have minor injuries, don't wait to get the care you need. Walk in to see a convenient care provider at 605 East Main Street.
And as we are joined by Coach Brian Havel, making his way, trying to find his way up here. Coach, great game tonight, kind of up and down there in the second half, but started out 10-5 run against the Eagles, and just kind of all the way from there.
Yeah, we were in the locker room for quite a while talking about some things. You know, we got up in the second half by around 20, and we felt like we should have been able to put our kind of our foot down on them, and you know, they weren't going to quit coming, and we just did some really bonehead things. Once we got up 20, we kind of lost ourselves, and then we got in some foul trouble, and you know, it started getting a little tighter, and it got a little interesting, and then you know, it became a really, really physical game in that fourth quarter, and you know, we obviously, it was a big win for us. We knew coming here to Newton was not going to be easy, and we've had this is a big, big week for us. We had a game Wednesday night, so, you know, this is the only game that mattered to us right now at this point, and we did come here and get the win, and that's a credit to the kids, but we got to learn from some of the mistakes we made there.
And it was a great way to bounce back that 58-46 win. Connor McKinney having an excellent night tonight, hitting 5 of 8 three-pointers, and at least 4 of those were all back-to-back.
Yeah, and that's what, you know, we in the locker room, first thing I said was, you know, all of you that played had some critical mistakes tonight. We had some bonehead plays, and I kind of went through the whole thing with them, but then all of them had critical things that helped us win the game. But I said, you know, we don't win the game without Connor. Connor came to play tonight. He's had a great offensive game for us, and he carried us. And, you know, that's the neat thing about our team. I mean, we've got 5 or 6 kids that I think on a given night could do that for us, and we needed it tonight, and he did it for us.
And
I was going to say, Connor's probably become your best percentage-wise three-point shooter, I think.
Yeah, going into the night, for sure, and he didn't do anything to hurt himself. Connor got going more at that in the Wayne City tournament. He got to play in some basketball and carried it through to Dietrich, and he's still playing some good basketball, and you know, he's got to look for a shot like he did tonight.
And a little bit different perspective we saw tonight here. The Eagles have an excellent quick ball movement, really spreading you guys out, being able to drive baseline and penetrate the lane a little bit more too.
Yeah, they did. You know, they're a nice young team. They've got shooters, and he's got a lot of depth he brings up and quickness. And, you know, in another year, they're going to be extremely tough for teams to handle. But I'm glad we got this win because, like I said, coming to Newton, anytime you go to on the road in the LIC, it's going to be a battle. We knew it was going to be. And, you know, we're happy to win. A little disappointed we couldn't have extended it out when we got the 20-point lead. But, again, a win's a win.
Well, Coach, it was a great way to bounce back, but we will see you back at home against Fairfield tomorrow night. But congratulate on the win.
Thank you. No rest for the weary.
Amen. That's Coach Brian Havel on the win, 58-46, and that'll just about do it here for us. It's a great way to bounce back after that loss against Casey and coming off those holiday tournament championships. It's nice to start to that win streak again here. Yep. It's going to be a tough one tomorrow night.
Right.
As we said, Fairfield Mule is a very tough team this year, so it's going to be a tough one. We hope to have all of you here with us on the broadcast or at the gym with us. Let's kind of pack the place.
Let's do that.
Weekend game. Don't have too many of those, but it is a late Saturday game, but we'll be here to bring you all your Saluki action for Bill Schode back at the station, keeping us on air. Rob McKinley, always a pleasure. I'm Ryan Seed. Stay classy, Bridgeport.
You've been listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO. Brought to you this season by People State Bank, Best Way Express, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Lawrence County Health Department, Citizens National Bank of Albion, Embraugh Federal Credit Union, Casey State Bank, Larry Bob's Pizza, Leggett Lumber, Rucker's Candy, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Hilltop Bar and Grill, WTHI-TV 10,
Lazy 8 Body Shop, Bill Dobson Ford, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Sippets and Sweet Teas. Listen to Red Hill Saluki basketball all season long here on your radio home of the Salukis, 99.3 FM, 910 AM, The Legend, WAKO, all part of DLC Media Sports. WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.